you guys as well.
Have an open freaking statement.
Has there been any progress with Mikhail?
Yeah, there has. Yeah, took one of the tests. I don't know, one of the baseline tests, and passed it. So I think that's the first step.
And you said before, is it about a week and a half after
that? Yeah, I don't know exactly how long. You know, I'm sure he's probably hoping sooner, but I'm not really sure. And I'm actually not sure when he took it. It was while we were out of town. So he may have taken it 4 or 5 days ago, as far as we know.
How many tests did you have to take?
I'm not sure. I think there are at least one more.
It seems like he's becoming a pretty regular
friend. Yeah, no, he feels good. I think personality-wise, he's talking and talking loud again, and that's a good sign.
Did he hear today?
Yeah.
Sunglasses?
No sunglasses, just,
just regular.
Yeah, just regular eyes.
So, do you guys talk at all about, you're in first, Billy's in second, you got this game today. Yeah. I mean, you can put a lot of distance between them or it can get a lot tighter. Do you guys even talk about that?
No, well, they can. They may. Guys,
I mean, do you talk about that with them?
No, I don't. I rarely talk about that. I talk about getting back on defense, and I'm a big believer. You focus on the process, and everything else happens. You do the process, the results happen. So, I can tell you, I haven't mentioned it, haven't talked about it. They know it. You'll remind them, right? So, no, really, there's times when you need to, maybe early in the year now, I don't think you have to talk about much at all, but focusing on your basketball.
When you look at this Sixers team, the last few games, you struggled a little bit. Mm-hmm. What's the difference now as opposed to earlier in the year?
The shots going in and not going in, really. They're on fire early in the year. They go through stretches, though. Even yesterday in the game, they look terrific in the first half. They're making shots, and then they stop making shots. But their key is they don't turn the ball over, and if they turn you over, and then if they offensive rebound you, they're going to beat you. If you can kind of control those two things, at least you can get them to play against your half court. And if you don't get that, you're not going to beat them.
One of the things that you've gone through a number of times when guys are out and then bringing them back into the fold, you're kind of going through that with Spencer. What's the challenge with that?
Well, just rhythm. All sports are rhythm-based. And when you can be your best player, your worst player, it doesn't matter. When a guy gets back in a rotation, it changes the rhythm of how you play. That's just the way it is. And sometimes that's a good thing. Sometimes it just throws you off enough for a game or two to create a loss.
It's still a very small sample, but after a couple of games with the Ray Bradley switch, just your general thoughts on how it's
going? We like it. It's what, I was trying to tell you. We only talked about this for 2 years as a staff, but we've never had anyone to step forward. We've always wanted a stronger bench. At least in the last year and a half, we've talked about it. So, and now with Avery, and hopefully if we can get Mikhail back, then it's phenomenal. You have either guy you can play in the lineup and use the other guy off the bench. That would be the best case scenario for us. Again, right now we're just going to do Avery because we don't know what Mikhail's going to do.
Do you worry about other teams starting to
The offense of all the backcuts and the layups, that won't last forever, right. But that's not why he's in the lineup. He's in the lineup more because of his defense and more because we want Ray with that group off the bench. That may be even more than what Avery does or Mikhail does. It's more important that we have Ray. I just think it's a better fit for the team.
You were 5 games and 6 nights of being Tuesday.
Yeah.
You thought, who are you going to sit or are you going to sit?
No, we're just going to wait and see how guys react. The way the Chicago game went, I wish I had saw that before the game. I'd have said them all. It's been terrific. But we're just going to play it game by game. It's so hard to try to figure out who needs the rest, who doesn't. Guys have been pretty good, though. I will say our guys have been very honest in our talks about how their body is feeling. And we're going to really need that honesty over the next, 10 games.
Everybody honest about tonight? Everybody go tonight?
Yeah, everybody's good. Yeah.
Do you think the team responded to what you said about them?
No, I just think we played the way we've been playing all year. You know, I didn't do that for any other reason, and I was frustrated, not them, you know. But I don't think they responded to my words, or, I mean, I don't use it as that way, and if that happened, then great. But that's, we just went back to who we've been all year, really, back to solid. You know, last night is amazing, the score, what it was. We played far better, you know. As bad as we played in Chicago and had a chance to win, I thought we played far better than our score yesterday. We just didn't make shots, really. You know.
Conversation among yourselves, the coaching staff, among the players about the strategic importance of tonight's game?
No, I mean, it comes up, Bob, in every meeting, you know, somebody will say something about it, but I don't really focus on that. I never have, really. I focus on us being a better team. You know, guys know, hell, they all know it. They know what the game means. I know what the game means. If you got to use that as a motivational point, then your team's probably really screwed up, you know, in a lot of ways. But our thing is, we just got to keep grinding and playing better. And you know, the tough part, whoever just asked about all this, is the amount of games that you play in a row. You know, that it's such, you know, if this was a four-day break and you had time to build up to it, that'd be one thing. But this is, we played last night, they played last night. And that's one of the things I've told our team all year. You really can't gauge individual matchups for playoffs. You don't even know how a team's going to look when you play them in the playoffs, because they'll come in rested and ready. And that's going to be a totally different team than you played in the regular season.
Are you playing outside?
Yeah. Well, all that hits me. You know, I had Antoine for half a year, so I really never got to know him really well. You know, he's a Chicago kid. But when any of that stuff happens to any athlete, it doesn't even have to be basketball, it always tugs at your heart, in my opinion, because they've worked so hard to get ahead, you know, and then when things don't go right for them, it really does. It bothers you.